I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, December 19th. Well, a multi-state, multi-day search for the gunman in the mass shooting at Brown University and the shooting death of an MIT professor ended last night when he was found dead in a storage facility. Providence police have identified the man as 48-year-old Claudio Manuel Neves Valente, a Portuguese national who was previously a student at the prestigious Providence School. Neves Valente, who most recently had a Miami address, was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound at a Salem, New Hampshire storage facility. On Saturday, two Brown University students were killed and nine others were wounded when a gunman opened fire in the Barris and Holly Engineering Building where exams were scheduled. Then 2 days later, MIT professor 47-year-old Nuno Lorio was shot at his home Monday night in Brookline and died the next day. The information about a possible connection between Saturday's shooting at Brown and Monday's shooting of the professor 50 miles away in Brookline started to come into focus as detectives working on both cases compared notes, including tips about a vehicle, specifically a gray Nissan, in both incidents. In Providence, a suspicious man driving a gray Nissan with Florida plates was reported to investigators. In Brookline, a similar car was reported in the vicinity of the shooting, but this time with Maine plates, later found to be stolen and expired. The Florida plate was tracked to a Boston rental office where investigators said it was rented by Neves Valente, who used his own name. Images of the suspect renting the car were consistent with images of the man sought in the Brown shooting. Now, the former Eastern Nazarene College in Quincy is for sale again. Developer Graham Crane of the Crane Company of Kansas will not purchase the property, as previously announced. Crane is an ENC alum who graduated in 2006. In February, ENC said they wanted to sell the property to Crane because he had the best interests of the community at heart. Crane did purchase the campus Kinderhouse Early Childhood Center on Old Colony Avenue for $4.5 million in April and pledged that the school would continue to operate. Now, the transition board at ENC says the sale of the entire 25-acre campus will not move forward due to factors outside of its control. The Quincy Planning Board had approved a proposal for 30 single-family lots and two multifamily lots on the former campus. Crane had initially proposed several hundred apartments, but Mayor Thomas Koch called that plan dead on arrival. ENC closed last year due to financial losses. It operated for over 100 years in Quincy. A Milton couple has been indicted on charges that they failed to properly care for an elderly family member and collected almost $100,000 from MassHealth for care that was never provided. The Attorney General's office says 55-year-old Sage Philippe and his wife Anne Marie neglected Sage's mother, causing her to become severely malnourished and suffer from severe bed sores. The woman died last April after a visiting nurse indicated that she needed to be hospitalized. Investigators say the couple prevented visiting nurses from entering the home and continued to bill MassHealth's personal care attendant program for services that were never provided. A Norfolk County grand jury indicted the couple on fraud and neglect charges. They will be arraigned at a later date. A Marshfield man has been charged for allegedly stealing from a Hingham senior living complex. A resident of the Linden Pond senior complex reported a credit card missing from his wallet and fraudulent charges from the day before when he'd left his apartment unlocked, according to Hingham police. In the following days, two residents reported interacting with a man claiming to be from a junk removal company. The man, wearing a junk removal company sweatshirt, asked them if they needed any furniture removed. On another occasion, a man entered an unlocked apartment while the resident was inside and claimed he was there to remove a bureau before saying he'd entered the wrong apartment and then left. Police began collecting surveillance footage of the suspect throughout the timeline of the incidents. And then this past Saturday, the same man allegedly returned to the complex, claiming to be a rideshare driver to gain access. He was wearing the same sweatshirt when police located him inside the complex, arrested him, and had his car towed. Now 28-year-old Kevon Fagan is charged with larceny, three counts of entering a dwelling for a felony. Fagan pleaded not guilty to all charges in Hingham District Court this past Monday. Bail was set at $10,000. He was being held at the Plymouth County House of Corrections and is set to reappear in court January 13th for a probable cause hearing. The investigation into the series of incidents remains ongoing. Brian Walsh, the Cohasset man convicted of murdering his wife Anna, whose body was never found, was sentenced to life in prison without parole yesterday morning. Walsh appeared in Norfolk Superior Court in Dedham, where Judge Diane Frenier handed him the mandatory sentence for first-degree murder in Massachusetts. After the court hearing, Walsh was handcuffed and loaded into a waiting van for transport to begin serving his sentence. In addition to his life sentence, Frenier ordered Walsh to serve no less than 19 years, but no more than 20 years, for misleading police, and no less than 2 years, but no more than 3 years, for disposing of Anna's remains. All of the sentences will be served consecutively. On December 1st, before the start of his trial, Walsh pleaded guilty to misleading police and dismembering his wife's body. The court heard an emotional victim impact statement from Anna's sister before Frenier handed down the sentence. Anna, a mother of three, vanished on New Year's Day 2023. Prosecutors argued Walsh killed Anna and then dismembered her remains, discarding them in area dumpsters. The couple's children remain in state custody. Well, the MBTA launched a public test phase for its new Charlie card earlier this month, and the revamped design features a distinct lack of Charlie. The new card features a streamlined network of lines whose colors seem to draw inspiration from the T's various modes of transportation. About 1,000 riders are trying out the cards on subways, buses, and ferries as the T tinkers with the new fare system. Charlie, according to the T's website, the new Charlie card will be available in both physical and digital form. The two types of cards each come with some pros and cons. While current Charlie cards are only valid on buses and subways, the new cards also work on ferries and boast online management features through the Charlie platform. Unlike Charlie cards, however, the new cards will come at a cost, the users paying an unspecified one-time fee per card. Riders enrolled in the reduced fare program may be eligible for a fee waiver. And while Charlie cards are to be used at existing fare vending machines, gates, and fare boxes, the T says the new cards are only for use at Charlie readers and its upgraded fare vending machines. The Charlie website will also allow riders to review fare charges and view their recent trip history. The T has been working for years to overhaul its fare collection system, notably launching contactless payment on subways and buses last year. The exact timeline for the new Charlie card rollout is still unclear. The T is advising riders to continue using their existing Charlie card or contactless payment method while the test phase is underway. Interfaith Social Services of Quincy says their recent 28th annual Feed the Hungry Gala at Granite Links in Quincy raised a record $570,000. Over 400 people attended the event that featured food, live music, games, raffles, and prizes. The annual event accounts for over half of Interfaith's annual budget. Funds benefit their food pantry, mental health counseling, housing assistance, and other social service programs. Victory Point Restaurant at Marina Bay will host a dog adoption event on Saturday in partnership with the Quincy Animal Shelter and the Animal Rescue League of Boston. Community members are invited to stop by from noon to 2 p.m. to meet adoptable dogs and learn about pet safety during the winter. Pet owners are invited to bring their own dogs dressed in festive attire. Snacks and refreshments and pup cups will be available, And proceeds from the event will benefit the Quincy Animal Shelter and Animal Rescue League of Boston. The Quincy Choral Society will perform their first ever Winter Sing concert on Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. at the United First Parish Church in Quincy Center. The audience will be encouraged to sing along to some holiday favorites. Hot cocoa and treats will also be available. You can visit quincychoral.org for more information. The Quincy Department of Natural Resources Environmental Treasures Program presents Solstice Sunrise on Wollaston Beach, Sunday at 6:30 a.m. You'll experience the beauty of the vistas of sky and water on Quincy Bay as the sun rises on the shortest day of the year. Participants will learn the science of the solstice as well as its significance and celebrate together the planet's celestial shift toward the light. The tour will be led by Maura O'Gara and Sally Owen. Dogs are not permitted on the tour. To register, email sowen@quincyma.gov. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 65 points. The NASDAQ rose 313. And the S&P added 53. Asian stocks moderately higher. The euro slipped and oil at $55 a barrel. Sports, the Bruins lose to the Oilers 3-1. They'll be hosting the Canucks tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Tonight, Celtics host Miami at 7. Of course, the Patriots at Baltimore against the Ravens Sunday night at 8:20. Forecast from the National Weather Service, a high wind warning today with wind-driven rain and temperatures near 60 degrees. The rain will taper off late tonight as lows will drop into the mid-20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy at a high of 39. Sunday, sun and clouds, high 47 and sunny 32 for a high on Monday. Out on the water, waves 2 to 5 feet, but up to 7 feet. At the outer harbor entrance, southerly winds will be ramping up 25 to 30 knots with gusts to 50 and a high tide at 10:40 a.m. Sunrise 7:08, sets at 4:13. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, December 19th.